Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avinu Amar Shichu Nishmas Mar Tzeis Tavas Shmuz Chaim Tzum Tzum Chana Bat Mir Zev. And this is Chai Yochev Efeg Vas Michal Dispansi Whisper Torah Vas Tidur Vida. The Rambam, the first parak of Luchas Shuv and Halach Aleph writes, Ketzev Misvadim Omer Ona Hashem Chotosi Ovisi Uposhati Lefanecha. How you misvad, you say on Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Upashati Lefanecha. We see in the Rambam that every vidui of tshuva opens up with the words, Ana Hashem Chotosi. The Mokor of the Rambam is from the vidui of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, like we see in Yuma 35b, Vakachaya, Oimer Ana Hashem Avisi Upashati Chotosi Lefanecha. And we learn this in Yuma 37a, Minayin Sheba Ona, Ne'emal Kan Kapore, Ne'emal Lehalon Bechoyrev Kapore, Ma Lehalon De'ano, Afkan De'ano, Minayin Sheba Shem, Ne'emal Rechulei, Ne'emal Rav Egla Rufa Kapore, Ma Lehalon B'Shem, Afkan Hashem. How do we know that vidui starts with the word please, ana? It says here, atonement, and it says there before Moshe's plea, following the sin of the golden calf, et choyrev kapara, perhaps I may secure atonement, kapara, for your sin, just as there the prayer includes please. There it says ana, so to hear. I don't know shame. So it says by the egla rufa, kaper. It says the lashon of kala. And it says there the shame Hashem. So to hear, it has to be with the shame Hashem. It says by Moshe, Ana Chata, it's Ama Sechata Gdola. And by the roof, it says, Kapil Am Chayisel Sher Padisa Hashem. So it says the Lashon of, it says Hashem Hashem. It says in both places, Kapara. And just like there, it has Hashem Hashem by Agla Ruf, so too here. So from this, from the Kohen Gadol's, Ana Hashem, the Rambam learns for the vidui of the whole year. And we have to understand what's the inyan of the Bakash of Ana Hashem. What does that have to do with the vidui of Chatosi Avisi Upashati? So Bishlam, the vidui ala par. It could be that there's a special din in the Seder Kapolas Hayom that you have to be mitzarev to the vidui Bakashas Kapora. And we learn this as Exera Shava. Ana Hashem, please Hashem. But in the vidui of tshuva, that's primarily a maisa of tshuva, why do we have to mitzarev in ana Hashem to the guf ha-vidui? So Soloveitchik explained this follows, and it's in his name, I wasn't there. It says in the Rambam, chayev lesvados lefnei akel baruch, in akdom edochus tshuva, the Rambam writes, mitzvah esei achas, so it would appear from this that the Iker Chefze of the Vidui is not the Kaporo and Hautzoas Dvorim, the Chud, but rather it's a Maisev Vidui, it's not just the atonement, speaking out words of atonement and getting atonement, but rather it's a Maisev Tfil Lefnei Hashem Chayv Lesvados Lefnei Akel Baruch. You have to say vidui in front of Hashem. Mitzvah Seachas Vishyoshev Achoyte Meicheto Lifnei Hashem. It's a special din of Lifnei Hashem. It's a tefillah Lifnei Hashem. So the ikar of vidui Lifnei Hashem is alidei tefillah. So it's not only Lifnei Hashem, Chayav L'Svad Lifnei Hashem, but the derech tefillah. And that's what we learn in the Gemara in Yuma, Minayin Shebanah, Minayin Shebashem, we have here a kaporas dvorim, שנאמר בזה, ותיכפורס דבורם אוף וידוי, איז וידוי בדרך תפילו בכושר לפני השם. However, we still have to explain what is the nature of this bakosha in the Amir of Ona Hashem Chatas itself. Sof, what is included in this bakosha of Ona Hashem? All there is the admission of sin and vidui. So what's this Ona Hashem? Ona Hashem, please Hashem, I've sinned. Like how does that follow? You're just saying a vidui. So how does the please Hashem fit in? What's the bakashi? And also we see the Kohen Gadol says ana twice. It's the union of the two anas. So it would appear that including the tefillah of vidui are two bakashis. Number one, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our vidui, and the words of vidui should be accepted before Hashem. And the explanation is that the Rambam writes in Tshuva Zayin Zayin that before someone does Tshuva, Emesh Hashem moved on by Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shinaim Rav Anoseichem Hayim Avdilim Beinechem Vein Elokeichem, Soyek Ve'ino Inane, Shinaim Ragam Kitarbu Tfila Eineni Shoimea, Benimsa Shachoyte moved on by Ideach HaToyim Ilamid Lefne Hashem. So the sinner is separate from Hashem. Ve'ein dvorav nishmoim u'kubolim klal. God wasn't listening to his tefillah. He was crying out and he wasn't being answered. Gam ki tarbu tefillah in any shomea. His tefillahs weren't being answered. And therefore comes the tefillah of Ona that says that we want the tefillah of divrei vidui should be received by Hashem. That he should hear the vidui and he should accept it. In the Nusach HaTfilah, we say before the Vidui in Tfilah, Ana Tavoy Tlefanecha Tfilaseinu, Ve'al Tis'ali Mitchinaseinu. So this Divrei Ritzui, this appeasement, is founded in the first Ana, Hashem, which is to remove the Chatzitz and the Havdalah between the separation between the sinner and Hashem. That he should open up the Shara, the Doifki, the Tshuva, and the vidui should be miskabel l'rotzei mufanu. And there's another tefillah in Ona Hashem, that Hashem should be moichel v'soileach lanu al kol chatoinu. And that's the second bakosha of Ona Hashem, that the Kohen Gadol says in Yom Kippur, Ona b'Hashem, kaper no lechatoim v'lavonis v'lapshon, that Kesh Baruch Hu should be moichel on all of our sins. So this tefillah is not meikar din avidu shel kol hashanim, doesn't mention the Rambam. In Hilchos Tshuva, besides what the Rambam writes 2:4, midarchei atshuva de'as ha'shoy tzog tamid lifnei Hashem. Al kol panim, that apparently is our ana Hashem. We're asking, number one, that Hashem should listen to and accept our vidui. And number two, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive our sins. So that's our Ana Hashem. Ana Hashem Chatasi Avisi Pashati Ufanecha. That Hashem should receive our listen to our vidui, accept it, and also forgive our sins. Now with this we can explain the Minhag Yisrael. The Seder Haslichos Ba'aseres Yimei Tshuva B'chol Hashana. That we say V'tchilas Haslichos Tfilas Kel Erech Hapayim before the Amir is Yud Gimel Midas Harishon. And afterwards in all the Yud Gimel Midas, we say, Kel Melech Yoshev al Kisei Racham. What are the meaning of these two tefillahs? Kel Erech Hapayim, Kel Melech Yoshev al Kisei Rachamim. So it appeared that the tefillah of Kel Erech Hapayim is connected to the first Ana Hashem, and that's Ritzu Yupius, that's an appeasement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our vidui and our tefillah, and our Miras Yud Gimel Midas. The yikar of this tefillah of Kel Erech Hapayim, at the Tefen Elein Barachamim, turn to us with mercy, because you are the master of mercy. And with sachron, with tefillah, panecha nekadim, and with supplication and prayer, we will beseech your face, kirdata lanav mikedem, uvetzel kunafecha nechsev and sloinim, will take refuge in the shadow of your wings, hazin shavaseinu v'sakshiv minu ma'amal, listen to our crying out. So we see that the ikar of the whole tefillah and the inyan is not bakasha mechila and slicha, but rather it is a bakasha al guf etzem avidui v'atfilah, that the tefillah should be miskabel. We should listen to our pleas to remove the havdalah between God and the sinner. The Rambam writes, yesterday, he was separate from God, and all the doors were closed. And now, now we're going to take refuge. And today, you're, how close you come to Hashem. And it would appear that that's what also what we say, Tavu al Peshe v'simcha Hashem. This tefillah, she'yavu al Peshem v'Hashem, the Indian is v'yachas l'kabalas ha'tefillah. We say, Tazin Shavasein, the section of Mama. Listen to our crying out. Listen to what we're saying. We want to remove the separation between us and God. When you sin, there's a separation. It's a chitzitza. However, the tefillah of Kel Melech, that we say, with all the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, Kel Melech Yoshev, I can say Rachamim. So that is a bakosha al mechila v'slicha, like we say, Moichel avonis amo mavir yishon yishon marve mechila l'chatoim v'slicha l'poishim. That we mevaka ish tztoka v'rachamim lifnei Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be moichel us, he should be mechaper, and that's connected ana v'Hashem paper. So we have moiridika, two dinim here, we have two anoz, one is to remove the chitzitza, one is to be mechaper, and that's what we have in our slichas. We have one kel erech hapayim, that Hashem should listen to our tefillas, and number two, that we have the kel melech yoshev say rachamim, that he should actually be moichel, should be mechaper, and that's connected the two anah Hashem to the kohen gadol. And it would appear in afkamina b'chol zeh yesh l'stapik, is there a din of shemei ko'ina by vidu, which we discussed in other shiur, if the vidu is kaparos tvarim l'chud. And there's only a mitzvah, miras ve'altzot, varim bevadai, shomei akona helps. But a vidui is a meiser shel tefila, like we learn in Yuma. Ono Hashem. So the Ran writes that's the ikar of vidui. The Ran writes at the end of Rosh Hashanah, in the name of Yerushalmi, that there's no shomei akona b'tefila. Then it's not going to help. If you just kaporas dvorim, we're just speaking out our vidui, that we're confessing, so then Shemei Kona should help. But if it's a tefillah, then it shouldn't help. And now we're saying that it's a tefillah. Since it's a tefillah, can't have Shomei HaKohanim according to the Rishonim. Another nafkamina. You say vidu mekomas ha-metunafim. If it's a cheft of tefillah, bevaday shelo. If it's just amiras va'artzos tevarim, you're just speaking out that you sin, then maybe yeah, but not if it's a tefillah. Now the Rambam writes in Tshuva 2:6, Avishat Tshuva tzaka yafa lo'olam basar yom shmim Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's yafa b'yoser, it's much better during that period. The tshuva and sa'aka during a seris he made tshuva dir shav Hashem b'imatza. So the med varam amurim b'yachid. But the tzibur called man sha'isim tshuva b'tzorkan b'leiv shalim heim nanim k'ashem elokeinu b'chol koreinu elu v'mokar l'ram z'mor Rosh Hashanah 18a yafet sa'aka in the Gemara later on. There's a gzar din shal tzibur einai nechtam from the pasuk of dir shav Hashem b'imatza in the Kesef Mishnah. So the Gemara only talks about sa'aka l'chud. The Rambam connects the sa'aka with tshuva. Tshuva v'at tzaka, the Gemara learns about tzaka. But the Rambam connects this to tshuva. And the Rambam writes about tzibur calls manshay, it's in tshuva v'tzaka and b'lev shalom him nani. So it appears that tzaka and tshuva are really one. Because the whole ikar of tshuva and charata and vidui is through tzaka and bakasha, this tzaka is a tefillah, so you're asking Hashem to listen, to forgive. So therefore the Rambam puts the tzaaka and the tshuva together. It's not just tshuva, it's tshuva tzaaka, it's a bakasha. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu should be mechaper. Sefer Beis HaLokim HaMavid Shaar Tshuva, he explains the pasuk in Eicha, Shivchi kamayim libech noichir p'nei Hashem, et shvichas alev is l'adei maisa tshuva charat v'avidui. And that's like we explained. The mitzvah vidu in tshuva is said to be shvichas libo kimein b'tfila b'akosh and noichach panei Hashem. It's a tefila. It's not just tshuva. It's tshuva is a tefila kapul. B'akosh's vidu is a tefila. So that's gevaldik, and we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to continue our study of Ruchas tshuva. Siyat b'shmai. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.